The Synod of Bishops for Africa winds up its first week of work with another session on Saturday morning. Over 200 church leaders plus religious and lay experts are discussing the role of the church in promoting justice, peace and reconciliation across the vast continent. Bishop George Biguzzi heads the Diocese of Makeni in Sierra Leone. He talked to my colleague Linda Bordoni about the work of the Synod and the biggest challenges facing the church back in his own country.
Well, we started very well. The input of the Holy Father was inspiring. And then, we are in the process of knowing each other a bit more. But the first interventions were very positive. We also very concrete in analyzing the problems and the goals. And I begin to see developing a sense of unity so that the hopes that we have will become reality through unity and common efforts for the church in Africa and for the people of Africa.
What do the people of Africa want to hear coming out of this synod in your mind?
Well, I believe that the Instrumentum Laboris already sets the goal. They want to hear, of course, people are looking for liberation from the troubles, for healing, again for greater justice, freedom from oppression, and also the all terrible wars of different types, so that people have to keep running here and there as refugees without security. So there are a lot of things actually the people expect. They know that the church doesn't have the magic wand, you know, to solve everything, and that a lot of things actually are a responsibility of governments. Our responsibility as pastors is to be, as you say, well, prophetic, to bring the word of God on the actual situation, inspire people, give direction, service. And for this reason, the church has been doing this from the beginning, you know, our involvement in spreading the word of God, the dignity of the human being, and then all the social services that the church runs throughout the continent, in education, health, development, all sorts. So people look forward, look to the church, at least to lead in the way of development, of freedom, and reconciliation. So the expectations are many. We know that we are not God, we are God's servants, and I believe that with God's help, with the Holy Spirit, we can really do a lot moving forward to reconcile the people, to have a more just society and a peaceful coexistence.
What would you say the main challenge you face in your country is today?
Well, Sierra Leone went through a terrible civil war. But with the effort of so many people and with God's grace, since January 2002, we are enjoying peace. And so our big challenge now is to, well, help people to find a future, to consolidate peace, and to eradicate the causes of the previous war. That is the injustice, the lack of perspectives, the lack of work, some divisions still deep. So, and our work is to alert everybody and to work ourselves to eradicate those causes. Therefore, to stamp out corruption to the extent it's possible, to have a more just society, to help people or urge the government to find ways to give employment to the youth. Because when we think of this mass of youth, unemployed or underemployed, it's to an extent it's scary. If it takes somebody who comes, you know, like a match, it could erupt again. We hope not, and we are working that so that this will not happen again. Actually, the people who have experienced war know that with war there are no winners, only losers. Everybody has lost something, you know, the war, the house, the job opportunities, family members, destruction everywhere. So actually nobody wants to go back there. But if there is nothing happening, then people can be exploited again. So our challenge is this, to consolidate the peace, of course, to continue with the growth of the church, to give a sense of hope, and to make sure that the powers that be, and all together with us, with the church, we really uproot the causes of the war, the corruption, the injustice, the lack of opportunities and all that.
I'm going to ask you a question that is a bit focused on what we do. Do you think the media have a role in bringing peace to Africa?
The media have a very, very important role. Actually, the media conditions what we think and how we perceive the events. So the role of the media is paramount. Depending from what they decide to stress, it can give a sense of direction, of hope. It can help to reconcile. It can help avoid violence, violent reactions. So it can also work very negatively. Now, thinking of Africa, what comes to my mind is that radio in Burundi during the genocide of the Thousand Hills, you know, that spread, it put really poison in the mind of the people. So, the role of the media is paramount. It can be very deadly, but it can be also very good to spread God's word and bring peace and hope to the people. So I really look forward to a great role of the media.
Thank you very much.
And let me add, in our own little way in Sierra Leone, we have sent a lot of people to prepare themselves for media. Even our own Festus Taravali, who works here, is a man of McKinney. We have another one who's taken a doctorate in communications, two others master degrees. We have opened the radio because right now the radio is the main means of reaching everybody. So in our own little way, we believe that the word of God now goes through the media. And so we are investing in personnel and means to reach everybody, to the media.
Thanks there to Bishop George Biguzzi from the Diocese of Makeni in Sierra Leone, talking to Linda Bordoni.